Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye. Feral Audio.
Slumber party.
Georgia?
Allie?
Hi.
Hey.
We're recording this in a studio today, which is so profesh, and we are wearing headphones so that we can hear our mouths as we talk. It's really weird.
It's super weird. If we talk like radio DJs, we apologize.
Oh, radio DJs are the worst. but the really, really self-conscious ones are. Georgia, what did you learn? Oh, also, do we have to tell people that we are solo?
Oh, yeah, it's solo.
Yeah. No people. No one here but us. Chicken faces.
And there's actually only one of us. You guys don't know that about us. There's not really two of us.
Yeah, we're ventriloquisting. One of us is.
What? What did you learn this week?
I learned something cool about farmhouses.
Okay.
Do you know why barns are... That was like, okay, go ahead.
I'll give it a shot. I'll taste this one. Ew. Ew, I can hear myself. I can't do it. I'm taking the headphones off. I can't do it.
Okay. Mine are gone too.
Okay. yeah, this is much better.
I just learned that I don't like hearing my own mouth moving through headphones.
Me neither.
Okay, do you know why barns are painted red?
No.
Okay, you've seen red barns,
yes.
Right? Red barns happen because of exploding stars. Because when stars explode, they make a lot of iron.
Mm-hmm.
And so iron is plentiful and cheap. And when they painted barns, the elements to make red paint were pretty cheap because iron is so plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, oh, I need a lot of paint, so I'll just get which is the cheapest. Red, cool.
That's it?
Boom. There you go.
They just wanted the cheapest paint?
Yeah,
then did it become a thing and now people just paint their barns red?
Well, probably. I'm sure. But
that's so weird.
Yeah, but they're like, what's got the most exploded stars in it? And they're like, the red stuff is super cheap.
Wow.
But I mean, if you were going to paint a barn, that's not a small thing to paint.
No, you're right.
Right? Anyway, what did you
learn? I've been around a lot of barns in my life, so I don't know, like, scale-wise. All I know is, like, Fisher-Price farm
what
toys.
About driving through the country and you're like, look at that old barn?
When do I drive through the country?
I drive through the country a lot to see my family.
That's true.
And they're... One of the things that I should save it for a fuck that, but one thing that I am so in love with and just want a whole second life doing is poking around dilapidated barns.
Ooh, can I bring my metal detector?
Yes. You know what you're going to find?
What?
A bunch of nails. And you're going to be so pissed.
Unless someone buried something in the corner.
Like their grandmother who has a nail through her skull. What did you learn?
All right. So what I learned was I took a class. Mm-hmm. There's this writing little like kind of writing class place in Los Angeles called
Shout It Out.
Writing Pad. Mm. They offer really great classes with really awesome teachers. I've taken a lot of them. This one was a radio storytelling class given by Davey Rothbart, who created Found Magazine.
Oh.
He's a writer. He's a contributor on This American Life. Used to work there. And I've been a fan of his for a long time. And I was like, I got to take this. Even mm-hmm. though I don't even know if I want to do radio storytelling, but like I want to take this class.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was like how to like interview people for radio storytelling.
Oh, did you think it was how to write a compelling radio essay?
Yeah.
Right.
It's not.
Oh.
And so an hour in, he's like, all right, everyone, we're getting in teams. Here's a list of scavenger hunt things that you have to ask strangers and get, and you have to bring a recording device.
Oh, no.
And go, we're going to go over to this grocery store in this bar area, and we're going to ask people shit.
Oh, no.
So.
How did that go?
That didn't go well. It was terrifying. I was on his team. He like teamed us up. So I was with him and this other woman who had been doing radio storytelling for 20 years.
Oh, why was she taking this?
Because she, I don't know.
She's like, oh yeah, I'm a professional radio storyteller.
But she hadn't been doing it like that. So she wanted to learn more. it was the worst experience. I was so bad at it. I was sweating, and we were in a bar and bugging bar patrons, which is like not what I want to do with my life. And so he was like, "You got to do this, Georgia. Go ask those people like this question. Like, did
what
you
did
ever
you ask?"
He wanted me to ask, like, one of the questions was, tell me about the time you walked in on your parents having sex or something. It was like all
that
fucked up questions.
Is not a neutral question.
Right. So I'm like, all right, I got this. So like, I take my jacket off, throw it on the bar, and the girl comes with me to ask these people, who immediately were like, go fuck yourself. And like, so I turned around to walk back, and there are flames shooting off of my jacket.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no.
My jacket is on fire.
No.
Like legit fire, not just like, it's on fire.
No.
No one else sees it. I run over to it and I smack it out.
What?
I like instinctually like grabbed it and smack, 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 smack. It's out. It's like smoldering, and there's like, I could tell that there's some like residue on the bar, but I grab it and I say to the girl, let's get the fuck out of here. And we both took off. I lit my jacket on fire because I was so nervous.
Which jacket?
And my fucking badass leather jacket.
No.
Yeah.
Is it more badass now?
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Can you tell?
A couple places. I had to take the hood off because the hood was just like tar.
This is the worst day
How
ever.
Great was that though?
Not.
It's and
not
that it happened.
Zero great. What did the barmaids do when you walked in with a microphone, asked them about their parents fucking, and then lit yourself on fire?
Nobody noticed.
But isn't there a lesson in that like you can actually leave relatively, literally unscathed?
Yeah.
I mean, did
I
you,
could
what
have
lesson?
Burned the place. It should have caught on fire. It was next to a wall with wallpaper. Like, it should have caught on fire.
Someone would have stamped it out.
Nobody saw it.
Everyone was holding containers full of fluid. Granted, alcoholic fluid, which maybe would have burned. But so what was your takeaway from this horrific experience? Which, by the way, not only horrific in terms of phobia.
Anxiety is real. That's what I took away from it.
Right.
Because the guy was like, the Chief Davy was like, you got this. And I'm like, see, I don't have this. I lit shit on fire. Like, I promise you I can't do this. So.
But now you're telling your story on a radio program.
I know.
So.
I still really want to get him on the radio program.
On this
radio program that we call Slumber Party.
All we need to do to take this from a podcast to a radio program is put our headphones back on and start talking.
Pass.
Reckless.
Fuck it. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. I'm sorry. That sounds like.
I would love
the
it.
The worst.
I love that it happened.
Do you know what I did once?
What?
To talk to strangers?
Hmm.
I was doing a term paper in high school, my final year of high school, about medical ethics,
mm-hmm.
and I focused it on euthanasia and late-term abortion.
Mm.
And so I wanted to collect some data on what people thought of ethics.
You're just like a college student who doesn't understand the ramifications of asking people questions that like might touch a nerve, right?
High school.
Fuck. And like, you're just so cocky. You don't understand.
I stood in a busy street in a wealthy suburb. And as people were heading into dinner on Sunday night, I asked them about late-term abortions and killing their relatives.
What the fuck? Also, I don't think those two things are related.
Well, it was value of a life and medical necessity versus like...
Well, late-term abortion, if it's medically necessary.
Right. Like to save the mother, things like.
Okay.
I mean, I was in high school, but I
we
caught
such
people
assholes.
I caught people at like 6:30, nicely dressed, on their way to an expensive Italian meal that they'd probably been looking forward to for weeks.
Oh my god!
And I think about that, and I just want to dig a hole into the ground and just bury myself into it, and just be like, I'm fine, guys.
I did ask the one question that I got a good answer to. Everyone else was kind of awful, and I was really bad at it. And then I watched Davey Rothbard do it, and he's like fucking incredible.
Well, what's the difference in what's the difference in approach?
He's just super casual.
What? How can you be casual with a microphone in your face?
He's been doing it for so long, I think, and he knows the right questions to ask. He knows how to lead you towards the answer he wants.
Did you get any? Okay, so the first people told you to fuck right off, but
no,
did anyone answer it honestly? Like with
at the end, I went up to these. He was like, "We're going back now. Go ask these people a question." And it was these two, this couple on a date, and one of the questions was like, "Ask a couple how a date's going."
Oh boy!
So I like step over these planters into this like seating area at this nice restaurant.
You're just like a question gremlin,
and this is minutes after lighting my own jacket on fire. So I'm like shaking, but I'm like, I have to impress him. I've got to do this. Like, I just wanted to impress him, and I asked the nicest couple. I was like, can I ask you guys? They're like, okay. They were so sweet. And I was like, how's your date going? And they both laugh. And it turns out they've been together 30 years.
Oh,
they were this like hot young couple. They didn't look like they had been together 30 years.
But they were
very sweet. Yeah. And he was like, Davey was like, ask him the secret of their relationship. Or, you know, he was like doing a Roxanne.
Right. Cyrano de Bergerac.
I automatically think of the Steve Martin vehicle.
I don't know.
And they were very sweet.
Were they immortal? Were they 15, but they'd been together for 365 years?
Probably.
So what did he... So did you have to tell them this is just a test, a practice, or did you say this could go on the radio?
No, he says this is a good way to ask, and he does this even when it's going on the radio, is this is a class project. Can I ask you a couple questions?
He says that even if it's going on the radio?
But at the end, he says to them, like, this might... Hey, by the way, I sometimes work for NPR. This might go on a thing. Is that cool? Like, he...
A little bit of a bait and switch.
Yeah,
but
he does it so they don't freak out at first.
Yeah.
So they're more chill if they think it's just, like, not going to... And it was not going to go on anything.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So do you think you would be better at asking questions of strangers in the future?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because you learned to be casual.
Yeah, because I think I got a couple pointers.
Oh,
it was cool. It was really cool.
That sounds a little terrifying.
I know.
Don't ask about any. Don't ask about death. Probably.
Okay.
Yet.
I'll try not to.
That's 102. That's interviewing 102.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, I learned who runs the Los Feliz daycare account.
Oh, who? Tell everyone what it is because it's incredible.
Okay, there's this thing called the Los Feliz Daycare Twitter account, and it's a parody account of like a hipster enclave of Los Angeles, Los Feliz,
where we live,
where we happen to live, where there's a lot of very expensive apartments and people with very nice strollers and babies, and it's
but they're all hip too.
Yeah, but it's like. Just FYI, Willow didn't bring her Dreamcatcher project, so if anyone has an extra one for the sound bath, make sure to bring it in something recyclable.
Yeah, it's all these, like, funny, and you can't tell it's fake unless you know it's fake, but it's just so over the top and ridiculous.
But it still could be real, which is what is terrifying.
It could be, yeah.
But, anyway, so that's Los Feliz Daycare, but it's some guy, Jason Shapiro, who says he's an aspiring writer, and I think I was in an improv class with him a couple
Shut
years ago.
Up.
I was like, way to go.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I
wonder if he's gotten work.
Shapiro.
Out of that.
Did I say Shapiro?
No, you said Shapiro.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Where am I?
Can we play back on the Shapiro?
Oh,
no,
God.
Don't play that back. Thanks, Dustin. I hope he got work out of that. It's really weird to see like people doing little stupid things and then they get a lot of work out of him. Like the girl, there's a girl who's like some blogger and she had this theory of Mad Men, how it was going to end.
Yeah.
That he was going to be D.B. Cooper. Do you know who D.B. Cooper is?
I have never seen an episode.
D.B. Cooper has nothing to do with Mad Men.
What
D.B.
Cooper is
one of my favorite stories.
Who's a D.B. Cooper?
D.B. Cooper is a man who went by that name to board a plane in 1971, passed the stewardess a note that says, I have bombs strapped to me. I'm hijacking this plane. They land. Everyone gets off but like the flight crew. They're going to go land somewhere else. Plane takes off again. He jumps out of the plane with, like, let's say $1 million. And
where
no
did he
one
get
ever.
$1 million? Oh, just got it. He got it.
He
ransom?
Got it when they landed, ransom, put it on his body, jumps out the plane with a fucking parachute. Never, no one knows what happened to him. And there's a sketch of what he looks like, you know?
Right.
And it looks exactly like Don Draper.
Shush.
So I was kind of hoping that would happen, but she got like writing work out of it. She got like TV
really?
Writing work out of it. Yeah.
Where did D.B. Cooper land? No one's like anyone's seen a handsome man with a backpack full of parachutes?
No, I think they eventually found in like near this lake somewhere parachutes and some cash.
Oh, don't leave your cash, D.B.
I think so. You know, maybe he injured himself when he landed, or maybe like nobody knows. It's a mystery.
Does it stand for douchebag?
Probably. But see, the thing about Mad Men is the head of the ad agency who died last season, oops, spoiler alert, was named Cooper. So everyone was like, oh my God. And like Don Draper has like had a lot of shifts in character, like his name.
Right.
So
I've never, really, again, I've never seen an episode, but I understand that there's some shadiness.
It's great. You should watch it.
Yeah. I always decide to start watching TV series the day after the finale. I can't get it together.
Let's take you to a hospital, like and get you sick. Like,
okay.
Let's have you lick a couple doorknobs in hospitals, and then all you can do is sit at home with soup,
right,
and watch Mad Men.
I need like a hepatitis grade illness to catch up on Lost.
Totally,
Mad Men, I haven't watched any Game of Thrones.
Oh, I haven't done. No, we're not doing Game of Thrones.
People love Game of Thrones.
Did you hear what happened in the last episode?
No, spoiler. You can't spoil it.
You guys, everyone knows.
No, you can't spoil it.
I don't give a shit about Game of Thrones to begin with, but I guess there's so much rape in it that people are like, we're done with this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That you didn't specify how many people and which characters got raped.
Okay, a character got raped and everyone's angry about it. And everyone's like, I'm not watching this anymore.
Oh, got it. Okay. So. Right. I saw a tweet about that, but I didn't realize that it was a subtweet about other things.
Yeah.
Oh, there was something else I was going to tell you that I learned and I forget what it is. Oh, do you know that in airplanes, you know how now you just have a baby on your lap?
Mm-hmm.
You know where they used to put the babies?
Where?
In the overhead bins.
Yeah, I know. Are you fucking kidding me?
Which seems so quiet.
Where did you look? You're like, I would go. Can I get that for like a $50 off? Or like at least like a lunch coupon? Free Starbucks?
I would take like 12 fetal positions.
There had to be, like something had to be different about the overhead bins then. Maybe they didn't close or something.
I think they were open, but it was just like, yeah, you just shove that bassinet up there. You're GTG. You're good to go.
Wow.
Ready for takeoff.
And then mommy and daddy get shit-faced and smoke cigarettes on the plane.
Exactly.
Life was different.
I know. The first time I took a long plane flight was to England when I was 12, and the smoking section was the row behind me.
What the fuck?
Or in front of me or something. It was like the smoking section ended.
Yeah. I love that there's this idea of like, you can't smoke anymore. Like smoking sections, remember when you used to go to a restaurant and they'd be smoking or non?
And you'd be like, we're all in the same disgusting, dirty
Everything
Denny's.
Smelled like cigarettes.
I know. I went to Denny's this weekend at 1 in the morning.
Oh my God, how was it? Kind of great?
It was kind of great. I went with the same group of friends that I would go to Denny's with in the 90s.
Did you dine and ditch? Dine and dash?
We didn't dine and ditch.
You ever done that?
We argued over who paid the bill.
I got it. I'll get your moons over my hammy.
Pretty much, yeah. But I went to late night Denny's. I ate my friend's skillet. I got fries in a demure fashion because I wasn't hungry. And then he got a skillet that was twice the size of his face. And then
you
I swooped in like a vulture.
Champion vulture.
I don't mean to be.
You're like Olympic grade.
I think I'm like a goat. I'm like a garbage disposal. Where I was like, if it's going to go in the garbage can or my mouth, I'll be like.
How many times did I have to tell you that it was okay to eat my sweet potato fries the other day?
I still feel like it wasn't okay.
It was so okay.
Like, George and I met to go over some work. And she's like, yeah, let's meet at this place. I got some sweet potato fries. And I was like, insert cartoon noise of an animal moving fastly, like swings. Like I was immediately
And I was
there.
Done by the time you got there. So, and then like I had eaten.
You ate
any.
Two of them and then I ate the rest
of
them.
I'm a demure anorexic angel. That's not true. There was like a huge pile and I had eaten half of them.
Even if you just weren't hungry, but I ate like 80% of them. And
but
it,
for like 10 minutes apologizing at each bite.
I just cause like, you know when you hear people shit talk someone and they're like, she came in.
Oh, yeah.
I offered her a fry and she ate like 80% of them. And you're like, that's rude.
I don't know if there's anyone that I would get upset about that with.
If they ate all your fries?
Yeah.
No one? What if it was someone who was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess if it was like someone who I wasn't hanging out with. If like they just stopped by my table to say hi.
They came over. They're like, ever seen your parents fuck? And they kept eating your fries. And then they lit themselves on fire.
Oh, God. What? I keep going back to that night and how humiliating it was. And like people kept saying like, no. And so then they think of me, this person, as a jerk.
No, they think of you doing a class project. I want to see if there are other things that I learned this week.
Okay.
I learned that a scrub jay is a corvid.
I don't know what any of those words are.
Do you know what a corvid is?
No.
A corvid is the same type of animal, same type of bird as a raven or a crow. You love those things.
Oh, hey. Can we talk about 23andMe?
Oh, I didn't get my shit back.
Okay, you guys. We did this experiment.
I didn't get it back.
It's okay. We did this experiment for a solo show where we sent in... we got a DNA kit, DNA testing kit. It's called 23andMe. It's $100. I wish we had emailed them and asked if we can get them for free, but we didn't.
Oh, we didn't do that.
We should have gotten like a discount code for everyone. Mm. And they tell you your DNA, your gene sequencing, and they tell you your ancestry.
Right.
And so I got mine back already.
I haven't gotten mine back.
Should we save it?
So yeah, save it, because I don't have my shit.
Okay.
So we can't compare who has what ancestry.
Okay. Mine is hilarious.
What do you mean your ancestry?
I am 97% this thing.
Jewish.
basically.
Well, yeah.
Ashkenazi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 90, like not even 90, I think it's like 98%.
What's the other 2%?
It's like some kind of Eastern Europe.
Oh. But like, did you have any question about that?
Yeah, I kind of was like, you know, what else is there?
Nope.
Is that all there is?
Did it just come back with a big red stamp and they said, Jewy, Jewy, Jew, Jew, Jew?
Yeah.
It just...
But it's like...
They sent you
there's
a dreidel.
Also, there's Ashkenazi Jews and then there's Sephardic Jews, which are right. The Jews from Israel.
Right.
So I thought maybe I'd be some percentage of like Middle Eastern or something like that.
Oh, but you're all Eastern Europe.
I'm all Eastern Europe.
Can you? Did you want to be Middle Eastern Europe? Mm-hmm. Is that a thing? Is that like a mashup?
Mm-hmm. You're
don't make me spit my coffee out on this.
I just want to know when I get my thing back, why don't I have like the same hair that my sisters have?
Yeah.
Because my sisters have hair that you can brush and I have like crazy Italian.
Because you're the same as your sisters are. Unless your mom was fucking around on your dad.
Do you know any families like that?
No, do you?
I think I know a family. I have a family where everyone's
I do. Yeah.
Well, I feel like I know one family where they're like,
what happened?
I don't know. No one knows.
Does it look
like I know two families like that.
The kids don't look
where the youngest, everyone's like,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And in one of the cases, the mom's been questioned about it, and the mom said, does it matter?
I know. I saw a photo of a family once recently that's like a friend of a friend, and it's like, that's not the kid's dad. Like, that kid, especially because the older sister's like beautiful and looks exactly like him. And then the younger one's like a redhead, and it's like, okay, the dad is like Native American.
Oh.
He did not have a fucking redhead. And his daughter looks like a beautiful Native American.
God dang it. Well, I guess that's the royal family, though, too.
What do you mean?
Like, you put, like, a prince, the older one, Prince William, look exactly like Prince Charles.
Yes.
And then the younger one looks exactly like their horse trainer or something
crazy.
Have you
guys seen this? You need to go on Google and check this out because it's creepy. It looks like she had an affair with a dude who looks exactly like him.
I don't know.
Do they ever acknowledge that?
I don't know. Who knows? I'm not really down on, like... on royal celeb culture. But,
no, but I just like scandals.
I know, it's crazy.
What are you doing with your eyes right now?
I'm pulling my eyelids down.
It's so crazy.
Because I'm thinking about all of the secrets people have. There's
so many.
Well,
I found out some cool DNA shit. I'm excited for you to find out yours, too.
Is it DNA, like, which illnesses you're going to get? Does it tell me whether or not I can watch all of Mad Men in a single sitting?
It's like, wait until you're 52.
Cause
you're,
oh,
you're like, why?
No,
you're like, just don't worry about it. You're going to be bedridden.
That's so sad. I just got back from a funeral yesterday.
Sorry.
From a friend who died of organ failure. So this is the worst.
It didn't
combo.
Tell me. It didn't say, like, you know, it kind of says stuff you're susceptible to, but it showed me a really interesting one that I think could change my life completely.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like... eat more greens.
It's basically like your body can't absorb this.
Oh, you did tell me this. B-vitamins.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it.
Okay, I don't know. So it was revelatory.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad I did it. Everyone should do it.
Really?
It's like...
Everyone, 23andMe should give us some coupons.
Yeah, don't do it until
give us a Starbucks gift card or something.
Put in a slumber party. And like, oh yeah, when you buy it, put in Slumber Party in your special code and everyone, they'll be like, why is Slumber Party? And then they'll look it up and then they'll love us. And then
we don't actually have that deal though, so don't do it yet.
So don't do
it. What do you want for your birthday?
Oh, my birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
What do I want for my birthday?
How would you kill a Benjamin?
Oh, okay. There's this place in like Ventura or something called Animal Tracks, and it's this like wild animal park, but it's like a sanctuary, so it's like all on donation. They're not like, it's not like a zoo.
I'm pretending I don't know what you're talking about, but I already emailed them about your birthday.
Fuck, I knew it! I knew it! Are we doing it?
I don't know! Heard back about availability. Just listen.
That's adorable.
But also Vince said you don't like surprises, so Vince and I went back and forth about whether or not to surprise you.
You talked to Vince about it.
Well, duh.
That's cute.
But I don't know what their availability is. It's a possibility.
That's sweet.
Saying. But if not, then I'm just
go to brunch.
If not, then I'm just gonna find a possum and put a leash on it.
Yay!
You don't actually want to touch a regular possum. This is a place where it's an animal sanctuary. You can go and pet pigs and shit like that.
Yeah, they have like all kinds of monkeys and they have birds and all kinds of stuff and you just get to touch them.
I know we were trying to figure out who would go and whether or not we should surprise you and which one of your friends and our friends would not like to meet a raccoon. And if anyone's listened to Slumber Party episodes, probably have a good idea of who would not want to meet a raccoon.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. It would be really fun, but
okay,
just go to brunch.
Okay, so that's what you would do with $100.
Yeah.
Is you'd go meet some, I think there's foxes there.
That's
dope.
What would you do?
I think I need some new shoes. And also, my sunglasses are like...
Those are two things that you need in your life. What's something you would do that you don't need in your life?
There are sunglasses that don't have scratches on them?
Yeah.
I realized I was wearing sunglasses and I would kept trying to clean them. And I was like, no, I've just had these for 6 years.
You just keep jamming them in your purse next to your keys.
Like, yeah. But I was like, how have I managed not to lose these pieces of shit?
I gotta say, Warby Parker's, I got my first pair recently. And
it was
a gift
from our producers, our old producers.
Thanks, guys. I keep jamming in my purse and they're not scratching at all.
Oh, don't put them in a case?
No, I don't do that.
You could just store them right up your vagina.
It's kind of safekeeping. It's too roomy.
I don't know.
There's certain things in my life that I never want to do. And one of them is like cases for things that are like, you know how some purses you buy them and they come with like a bag, like a dust bag to put over it? Like, I don't need to put a thing in another thing. Like, I just, if I ever need that, I'm buying, it's too expensive.
So you don't want anything worth protecting. I feel that way about relationships.
Pretty much.
JK. I was going to tell you another thing that I learned.
Okay.
I was really excited to tell you the fact that most beards are filled and riddled with fecal matter, but we talked about that already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know about that. Did we talk about that in another episode?
I talked about it on Throwing Shade.
Oh, awesome.
Listen to Throwing Shade podcast, you guys. It's a fucking amazing podcast. We need to get Erin Gibson on here.
Get her on here. What other things did I learn? Oh, you know, we were thinking about having a segment called Cool Dead Ladies.
Yeah.
Like Dead Ladies of Note.
Yeah.
But there's this one lady, Maria Sibylla Merian, Merian. And in the 1670s, she was really, really into bugs.
Oh.
She would go around and study them. And I think she was tangentially related to some sort of royalty. So. Mm-hmm. But that's not the point. She would
draw pictures.
She had
the money to go around and do
perhaps,
nothing.
I think. But fact check me on that, because honestly, I can't remember. But she would draw a bunch of bugs, and she did a lot of research on them. But it was really scandalous because bugs had a terrible reputation because they were colloquially called beasts of the devil.
Oh, my God.
So it's like to look at a grasshopper and be like, it's hind legs. It would be like, you're studying the devil right now. She's like, it's actually just a grasshopper.
God,
everyone,
that's so
just
insane.
Calm the fuck down.
Speaking of fact checking, I got a lot of emails from people.
I regret not snoping you out a little bit and being like, where are you hearing about this?
Okay, here's what I'll say about fluoride. Last episode, my thing that I learned was that fluoride was not good for you.
It was a beast of the devil.
It was a beast of the devil.
Right.
I still stand behind not using it on a regular basis.
Okay.
I don't think I need it on a regular basis.
Okay. What did you learn about?
So many people were like, listen, bitch, someone called me that said I was like Jenny McCarthy.
Which is like, serious?
Don't ever fucking say that about me again.
Did they email us?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
That I'm like.
They were just talking about your tits though, right?
Yeah. I'm like, I wish I had as much sway as Jenny McCarthy. I just have this little podcast.
I don't know if it's sway or if it's fear-mongering. There's a very, very delicate line.
Oh, the things I would do if I had sway.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, fluoride isn't poisonous and bad for you, and you shouldn't stop using it. However,
Wait, clear.
I don't want to say, I was wrong.
Why not?
Because I don't think that fluoride is good for you.
Okay.
But I think it's good. You need it when you're growing, as you're growing, for your teeth to get strong.
Tell me what you learned what clarifications you picked up.
Okay. Basically that fluoride is a necessary thing to have as you're growing.
Okay.
And so that's why they put it in the water, which I'm still kind of government conspiracy-ish about, don't force me to do these things.
They put birth control in the water. That's fine.
Is it? Okay. So when fluoride has done much to help cut down on both the amount and severity of decay. When ingested during tooth formation, particularly enamel formation, fluoride combines with the calcium blah 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 harder and stronger.
Harder and stronger.
Communities must be mindful to follow the guidelines for the proper parts per million of the fluoride. Some communities added too much fluoride to their water. If they added too much, the permanent teeth erupted with white spots, marble discoloration, which is mild fluorosis, and pitted blah blah blah. So
I thought that was also in part from antibiotics. Could be marble your teeth.
This is all from our friend Tim Balavinka. Is that how you say his name?
Thanks, Tim.
Very nice guy that we met outside of a hot dog stand a long time ago.
Oh, that's right.
So
thanks. When you meet someone in front of a hot dog stand, it's like
friends for life.
Their word is God.
Right.
Okay, so
Tim.
So did you quick question, when you were reading up on fluoride the first time, was it from like a GeoCities page about like health and wellness toothpaste selling?
No, I was getting a facial from this like holistic facialist chick.
Oh. And holistic people like, love chemicals in the water.
Right. And she commented on my teeth that they look a little fucked up in certain spots, then I should look into getting a toothpaste without fluoride.
Was she selling it?
No. Oh. I know. Yeah. I think we spent way too much time on fluoride at this point.
No, I think it's interesting though.
Listen, the point is don't ever take anything as fact from me. All right. Because I love talking.
Well, I think fact checking isn't a bad idea.
Yeah.
For the most part, we try our best.
Well, what I learned about fluoride is true. However, it's not the whole story.
Right. Exactly. Do you believe in government conspiracies though, right?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I believe that the government doesn't necessarily have our best interest, which would the same best interest that the human population has.
Okay. Okay. You don't think that they're just in it to like a Sim City game where they just
want to do well? If that were the case, then there would be no such thing as lobbyists.
Sure.
I just don't think that.
Isn't it interesting how many, I was thinking about, did you hear that there was a crazy ass shooting of two biker gangs? They killed like 9 people.
In Waco, Texas.
Yeah. And they had like hundreds of weapons between, like 100
like
weapons.
Skinhead biker gang.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about how crazy it would be if those were all women. Like if women just went fucking crazy and bloodbath murdered 9 of each, and they're like, what, why? And they're like, we hate them.
Yeah, would never happen.
How crazy would that be?
Would never happen.
Just women just fucking tearing each other apart.
Holy shit. Speaking of, did you see Mad Max?
I did not see Mad Max. I would like to. I understand it is a feminist manifesto of sorts.
It's great, but it was picture this for me though.
Right.
The loudest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Did you wear earplugs?
No.
Yeah.
I just like cowered the whole time.
You know when you see like famous people who are in bands and they bring their babies to the concert and they have those big earphones that like air traffic controllers on the babies and it's like the cutest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow will take like Apple or Moses to some shitty Coldplay thing, but they have like ear protection.
Yeah.
I feel like you just need that at the movies. And then you're fine. And also, Gwyneth Paltrow needs to be cradling you and feeding you some sort of organic...
Yes, please.
Non-soy-based product.
Out of a bag that's biodegradable and recyclable.
What do you think Gwyneth Paltrow's eating today?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
If you could eat anything that wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, we happen to be down the street from a place called Chili John's.
I have such heartburn hearing that.
It's like a hole-in-the-wall old-school place, which is like my dream. I fucking love like mom-and-pop old places that everyone's like, no, you have to go to Burbank to go to Chili John's. It's like, this is the place. And they do like chili dogs and like chili burgers and chili spaghetti and like...
I'm sensing a chili theme.
Chili fries! That's my favorite food in the fucking world.
How do you feel about poutine?
Eh!
Really? It's got gravy on it!
I've never had it where I'm like, this is really good.
Have you been to Canada?
Mm-mm.
Canada's where they...
Oh, no, we went once. I know, but I've been...
I'm shocked that you're not more on board with poutine.
I think I've just had it where the gravy... I only had it at places where they don't do the gravy right.
What's right about gravy?
It needs to taste like gravy. It needs to taste like animal fat.
Right, like roasted animal drippings. When do you think everyone's going to become vegetarian? Because it's a matter of time.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Like, we really can't keep doing this.
I know.
We're real assholes.
We're really ruining the world.
Yeah,
but
I'm just
chilly.
It's so difficult to justify in some ways. Like, you know, when you watch a movie and it's like, no animals were harmed in the making of this movie. You're like, do you know how many motherfuckers ate chicken sandwiches while filming this for lunch?
And then like took 2 bites and threw the rest away.
Yeah. Like you had a catering truck serving you steaks. Animals were harmed in the making of this
movie.
Oh, man,
I love craft services so much.
I know, but I'm just like, but it's one of those things where it's like, doop, doop, doop,
yeah.
Where it's going to be one of those things where the next generation is going to be like, you knew what bacon was.
I'm going to say 2 more generations.
Sure. But it's going to be like, wait, you didn't have women on juries? We just didn't do that. It's like, you just...
Did you know? Oh, here's something I learned.
What?
Until like 1960 or 70.
Right.
Maybe 1960. Women couldn't get credit cards without their husband's signature on it.
Okay, it's been nice. I'll see you guys.
Yeah, you out of here with life. You out of life.
I'm gonna go base jump off a building.
See you later, life.
Worst.
Except by base jump, you mean free jump.
Yes.
And just jump.
Oh, God. Someone died base jumping.
I know. Here's an idea. Don't base jump.
I think it's, I forget his, what his name was, David or Danny Potter or something.
I saw a photo of him with, like, his dog on his back.
I know, and
like,
I don't know.
The dog didn't die.
I don't know. I can't handle it.
You keep doing this thing with your eyes.
I'm pulling my eyelids down. I talked to...
It's like an aghast look of eye
it's
pulling.
It's like I can't handle it. I talked to our friend Sandon Totten, who mm-hmm. is our other friend Kathy's boyfriend. He is a science correspondent for KPCC. Mm-hmm. And we went on a hike with some people this weekend, and he was talking about how... his uncle surprised him and got him a skydiving gift. He's like, surprise, it's your birthday. We're going skydiving. And I was like, how did you feel? Was it the worst thing that's ever happened to you? That sounds not like a nightmare. To be surprised we're going skydiving is one of the things I'm most scared of in life.
Here's the thing. You can surprise me with brunch and surprise me with animal tracks. Don't surprise me with skydiving.
Then I would have to do it. I don't want
that's
to have
true.
You do that.
I don't not like surprises.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Well, Vince thought maybe you wouldn't like them, like a surprise. Take it up with your boyfriend.
I wish he knew me better.
Well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he surprised you with skydiving too many times.
I think I say I don't like surprises, and then the thought of it, I'm like, that'd be fun.
Well, you can't say you don't like something and then be hurt that people think you don't like it. That's not
Here's
fair.
Here's the thing. I don't care. How's that?
You're like, I said I didn't like poutine, but that didn't...
Why didn't you want
it? How did you not know I loved poutine? You said you didn't like poutine. Well, I know, but I didn't... I just haven't had good poutine.
You sound like my mom. Okay.
I know. So he went skydiving, and I was like, how was it? Was it terrifying? And he's like, the whole time his shoe was falling off, and he was like so preoccupied with his shoe. And he lost his shoe.
Oh, no.
And it was a green suede Converse from Japan.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, that's a shitty shoe to lose, man. Somewhere.
The moral of the story is tie your shoes before you don't go skydiving.
Well, no, I think the guy who was tandem flat-tired him right before they went out. I know. You could sue someone for that.
What a dick.
What if D.B. Cooper's out there somewhere? One shoe's falling off. He's like, I'm foiled. Really?
Motherfucker.
I know. Okay, let's do fuck that.
Okay.
What's the thing that you
hate? All right.
So much.
I saw it earlier this week, and I can't stop thinking about it. I was at a restaurant, and I saw this girl do this.
Oh,
and people
no.
do this all the time, and it drives me crazy.
They walk up to each other and ask each other if they've seen their parents.
They say no when someone asks them a simple fucking question. Okay, you know, I'm like, I see mostly girls doing this, so, but I don't want to be sexist. But they'll be eating something like a salad,
right?
What they tend to do, which fuck that. And then, like, they're getting to the end of the bowl, and instead of, like, picking up their knife to, like, get the rest onto their fork, mm-hmm. they, like, pick it up with their fingers and place it on their fork. Have you seen girls do this?
I'm sure I've done that in the last 36 hours.
Really?
Not on a date.
I don't understand picking up food with your fingers and placing it on your fork. Either pick up food and place it in your mouth or get another utensil and help and learn and use utensils correctly and put it on your fork.
Use your tools.
Use your tools.
It also,
I don't even care if you pick it up with your fingers.
Was it a heavily dressed salad? Because that's a little goopy.
Either way, like, you're touching it, and then you're putting it on a fork as if you're, like, a civilized human being.
What about when you eat french fries with fingers?
I'm saying it's fine to eat french fries with, like, eat anything with your fingers. But don't pick it up and put it on the utensil that you're then going to put in your mouth. Like, that's just stupid.
It's a little sophomoric,
right.
I mean, I'd have to say.
Right, it's a little like, oh, you don't know how to behave in public yet completely.
Do you think there's anything that you do when you eat out that you people have noticed?
Oh my God, are you mad at me right now?
No, I'm just curious. Like, have you ever been told, like, don't do this?
I blow my nose all the time.
Are you not supposed to do that in public?
I don't think so.
Are you supposed to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
I went to a funeral yesterday. Everyone had boogers, and I didn't know who to
crying.
Tell.
They're crying. It's okay. Oh,
I know.
In their face.
Yeah, but everyone was bawling. So everyone just had big boogers, and it was like a funeral. I didn't want to be like, you've got to go take care of that, because it was
like
so sad.
Yeah.
If people blow their nose, I don't get. I'm not like troubled by that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't notice a salad fork thing. I probably wouldn't care.
Maybe it was just the girl I saw doing it, because I was like, "Baby, put your fucking food."
No, I just don't. Some people are like, get really bent out of shape if you put your fork in your right hand instead of using it in your left and cutting with your right hand.
Care.
Some people get really upset by that.
Yeah, that's true.
I just steal everyone's food, like a vulture.
You can't please everyone, unfortunately.
Do I do anything gross at the table?
No.
Other than stealing other people's food?
No. No.
I feel like I constantly run my tongue over my teeth to find out if I have any food stuck on my teeth. I do that all the time. I wonder if anyone's ever seen me and been like, fucking just go to the bathroom with a toothpick. Yeah, but my problem is that after I eat every meal out. I always rush off to the bathroom to check to see if I have parsley in every single space available in my teeth. And I think I'm always afraid people think that I'm just going to go baleen. And I'm like, I'm going to digest this. I just don't want to have something huge in my tooth.
When I was at dinner last night, we had spinach and artichoke dip. And I was like, do I think of my teeth? And it was with Karen. She was like, yeah. I was like, well, I'm still eating, so I don't care. Like, I'm still eating it. So if I, like, go crazy and pick it out right now.
Where, how bad was it? Was it spinach in the front teeth?
I think so. No, like, the side, but, like, still there. And I was just like, I just hope no ex-boyfriends walk up to me right now.
If you're talking to someone and you're having dinner and they have food in their teeth and you notice it, do you have to, like, be like, can you do something about that?
Yeah, you tell them. You always tell them. But if you're right. eating...
If you're still at it.
Right. I would be like, wait, let's wait until after.
You're like, I'm going to fix my battle wounds when the war is over.
Right.
I guess.
What do you hate?
Oh, God. I hate it when someone has eaten, like, nuts or Cheetos or corn nuts and then digs the impacted powder out of their molars.
Yeah.
In front of you.
With their, like, fingernail.
Yeah. Because I get why you need to get that out of there, but, like, imagine if you just eaten it, a boatload.
I definitely do that, and I'm really, try to look away and do it in the side because I know it's disgusting.
I don't think that averting eye contact.
No, like me, I like turn my head completely so you can't tell what I'm doing.
What? You can't tell what you're doing?
Do you, what if they use a toothpick?
Less gross.
Okay.
Less gross.
You're fine with the toothpick.
Okay. Yeah.
Good to know.
But either way, I think that's a bathroom situation.
What if it's just like a one real quick? Like, what if you just have something and you're like one real quick one, once around with your finger?
Still gross.
Still gross. Okay. Don't Still put gross. Your digits in your mouth.
I think do it in the bathroom.
Don't dig in public.
Don't dig in public. Do it in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I understand the human impulse of like, this needs to, I need to get rid of this tooth wedgie ASAP. Because it really is like having a G-string in between your molars.
All right. What do you love?
Wait, did I say my hate? Was that my hate?
Yeah. Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess it was a riff off of your hate.
Oh, I thought
it was a co-hate.
Your hate. Okay.
It was a co-hate.
What do you love?
I hate it when you are wearing sunglasses on your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hug someone.
And they fall off the back of your head.
And they fall off the back of your head. And then in the middle of the hug, everyone goes, oh, whoop, oh, shoot, oh, shoot. And you're like.
And then you reach to grab them, so you like jerk back.
Oh, yeah. And it sort of makes a clattering noise. Yeah. And then you're like embarrassed for like not having your shit together.
Yeah.
But really it was just gravity.
Yeah.
And then you're like, do I need sunglasses that are like spring loaded so that never happens?
Yes.
But I also use my sunglasses on top of my head on the weeks when I know that I need to get my roots done.
Oh, that's smart.
Because then it's like, of course you can't see my roots.
I feel like it makes my hair look cuter, and I'm like bummed that I can't wear them out at night.
I had a boss that would wear them all day.
I feel like when people wear them at night, I'm like, you can't do that.
No, you know when guys sometimes will push their glasses on top of their head because they're losing their hair?
Oh, do they do that?
That makes me want to rub their back and go, we're all going to die. It's all fine.
Sure, they'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like funerals. Not a fan of dying.
Yeah.
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 I went to one of those. It was really weird. I was at this funeral yesterday and I was like, had a minute. High school friend died prematurely, or college friend. And I was like, fuck. I have to go through this for every person I know and the people who I love's people. Or people have to go through it for me?
Yeah.
When do we get to just go into our own pods and get brainwashed and pretend like nobody else exists so that we never have to experience loss again? That's a thing? Imagine every... But you know what I have to say? I've been in not a funk, but just like... I definitely am like, yeah, I'm probably not enjoying life enough.
Yeah, did this make you feel better about life? Because I feel like funerals are like, I better enjoy it.
Yeah, no. I, you know, you see like your friend... as a corpse, and you're like, no one cares if they rented or owned their house. No one cares, like, if, you know, if their watch is real or fake.
Yeah.
Like, no, it doesn't, you know, be nice to people and love people and don't have beef with people when there doesn't need to be beef. And, like, I didn't have any beef with this person, but just in general, like, it makes it seem so silly that you're like, I'm really mad that you didn't RSVP for my bachelor party in time. Like, fuck, everyone just fuck off. Like, be nice to each other. But I did notice, like, I drove home from it, and it was near the beach, and I drove home and, like, windows down. And I was, like, definitely more aware of, like, that's a beautiful cloud. That smells nice. I'm going
to
eat something I want. My friend needs a ride from the airport. Of course I'm going to pick her ass up because you never goddamn know when you're going to see someone loaded into a fucking furnace. Not cool.
Not cool at all.
So I'm just saying, if you can like take a moment of mindfulness and like listen to birds.
Okay.
Corvids. Listen
corvids.
To a corvid.
Appreciate your life.
By the way, Ravens are on the West Coast. Once we said we didn't know. I think it was Tony.
Yeah.
Whose was it? Was it Tony House? No. It was Ryan Honus Honus.
Yes, 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 yes.
We talked about Ravens, and we're like, we don't know if there
I
are
really
Ravens
love
on the
Raven.
Yes, they're totally a Ravens on the West Coast. In Griffith Park.
The point is, check our facts for us so we don't have to.
For the most part, I feel like we're pretty on point. But yeah. if you ever know something that we don't, let us know.
But don't call me Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. You can call you Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, that's
or
fine.
Something. Okay, what do you hate?
What do you love?
What do you love?
Okay. I have two.
Bring it on.
Straight up old-fashioned, like, love it as it is, bagel and cream cheese.
Hell yeah. What kind of bagel, though? Do you
onion like- toasted. Okay. Cream cheese. Like, I added tomato, but you don't have to. Like, it is so simple and perfect, and I love it.
I have a question about this.
Yeah.
You don't like doughy situations.
Well, when you crisp it up
Well toasted.
Yeah.
What happens if someone gives you the same bagel untoasted?
Fuck, don't do that. But I also prefer the top half because it's thinner usually and less doughy, and it's, like, super crisp.
This is why you're a top and I'm a bottom.
Ew.
I really like the bottom half of the bagel.
We can share a bagel. Will you share a bagel with me?
So much gluten.
Okay, and the other thing I love is, I don't know if you've seen this, but it's on Netflix. It's this TV show from Canada. It's a comedy show called Trailer Park Boys, and I've just been watching it a lot lately.
Does it take place in a trailer park?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You did tell me about this.
And it's just so fucking funny. And I know people, like, love British comedy and stuff, but this Canadian shit is
Kids
impressive.
In the Hall is still one of my favorite
yeah,
things ever.
Yeah, it's like... It's a really good show.
And do they all have accents?
Yeah, they all say shit so funny. I love it.
Oh.
But it's just how they talk. It's great.
And it's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a character called Doubles, and I am obsessed with
it. God, I have to get so many diseases to watch this much TV.
What is wrong with me that I watch this much TV?
I don't know why.
You should try depression sometime.
Really?
Yeah, it really helps
you. How does it work?
Well, you're born with the wrong genes.
Ooh.
With genetic mutations.
I think I have a lot of depression in my family.
I would say that I'm para-depressed. Yeah.
Lately. But I can't tell if it's situational because so many people in my life are dying and I'm alone. Or if it's just, like, in order to not care about so much dying, I should be less depressed. How do you tell? Is there
a
litmus
test? Well, the problem is that you can't control it. Even though, like, with depression, it's like, I know everything's amazing and everyone keeps telling you to be happy.
Right.
But, like... It makes you more depressed because you're like, why can't I fucking do that?
Right. Because you're like, why can't I fix it? Because I want to fix it.
Yeah.
I feel that way about my hair. You know what someone said at the funeral today?
What? Yesterday.
Yesterday?
What?
They said, someone I've known since high school, your hair looks, shoot, what's the word for it? What is the word? And they were searching for this word.
Oh, God.
Pregnant pause. Frizzy.
Who the fuck says that to someone?
Someone I've known since high school.
That person's a piece of shit.
He has very frizzy hair also, so it's fine. But I was like, you have a Brillo pad haloing your mouth in the form of an out-of-control goatee.
Ew.
But I thought I was having a good hair day. But I don't know. I can't control how my hair grows out of my head.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't control what happens in your head.
That's true.
I think I could be happier, sure.
Everything around our heads is going out wrong.
Cabeza malo. No bueno.
Let's go get Mexican food.
What about chili?
What are we going to eat after this?
I thought Chili John's was a lock. By the way, there's a pie situation in Chili John's that I've heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I think I rebroke my toe again.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, it hurts a lot again. I dropped something and then I like went to try and catch it before it dropped to the ground and I was like, youch.
I love that you carried this coffee table up 4 flights of stairs on your back and you didn't get injured. And then one day you kicked it on accident when it was sitting in the same spot it's been in.
This is
and you
why
broke your toe.
I can't have nice things.
This is why you can't have things.
This is why
you
can't
be nice.
Own anything. This is why I need a monastic lifestyle of asceticism, which I think it's asceticism. And I think once I said that wrong in the podcast. One thing that I really like is... I can't remember if I've talked about pine nuts on hummus, but I think it's just like I have like, such a boner for
is it
when
you like a crunch.
I like a crunch, and I'm just like when you buy hummus that has pine nuts on top of it, you know you have to enjoy those pine nuts unless you mix it in, which is like
no one does that.
No one does that. You know that the first half of that hummus thing you're gonna get a pine nut in every bite, and you know that it's ephemeral and it's gonna go away.
What's your favorite way to eat hummus?
I put it on. Check this out. I'll boil some eggs, and then I'll cut the egg in half and spread hummus on it.
All right.
And if there's a pine nut in there, it's a good day.
I'm not mad at that. I like when they have pesto in the middle. Do you ever get hummus with pesto
in the
middle?
Yeah, I get that sometimes. Remember when I froze my eggs last week? Did you tell me about it? I texted Georgia that I froze my eggs, but what actually had happened was I was really spacey and I put a carton of eggs in the freezer.
Should we end on that note?
Freeze your eggs.
Let's go get chili. It's like kind of cloudy outside.
I could eat a chili.
Or something.
You know what sounds most exciting with the chili? It's the saltine crackers.
Why?
And I bet they have iced tea there.
But you're right.
I would, and if there's a coconut cream pie.
They do, I think, have that.
I'll stick my dick in that.
All right. You guys, go stick your dick. It's Lumber Party Podcast. There's so many episodes up. Thanks for listening. This is, 61 or two? Thanks for listening. Go to feralaudio.com. Stick your dick in all the awesome podcasts that they have.
I'm sorry.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah, tweet at us and let us know what you learned this week.
We're at Allie in Georgia, A-L-I-E.
Yeah, rate us, subscribe, tell a friend about it.
Do it.
Yeah, tell a friend.
Do it.
Let's get pie.
Do it.
Bye.
Bye. Feral Audio.